Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Hey, wake up, stand up.
Dasha Bridges is probably the most famous Michigan musician you've never heard of. That's because she made her way to stardom in Germany. Now Bridges is back in the U.S., living in Kalamazoo. She recently started an all-female supergroup called the Dasha Bridges Project. The project is made up of local favorites like Corey Summers of Red Sea Pedestrians, Carolyn Keeble of Andro, and Sarah First of Corn Fed Girls and the duo Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Bridges will play with Keeble tomorrow night at Potter's Lounge at Kalamazoo's Four Points Hotel. Throughout her career, Bridges has made music in about four genres. She's also a dancer, a model, and an actress. All of that started when she and her family moved to Germany. Her dad was stationed there in the military.
I moved over when I was 15, and then I graduated early at 17, and I just stayed and rocked it out.
She started a metal band called Tape in 2000. This is their song, Yeehaw, which topped the charts in Germany. About the time Tape landed a record deal, Bridges released her own single called I Begin to Wonder.
When I'm walking down the street, I call your name inside my head, I go insane. Don't you know that it's really making me crazy?
And after it was covered by Danny Minogue in 2003, it also went on to top the charts in Germany, as well as Italy and the UK.
Every day it's the same day, different faces, no names, places I've never been before. Every day it's the same thing, different faces with no name, places I've never been before. And I begin to wonder.
Bridges now plays an acoustic version of I Begin to Wonder with her new group in Kalamazoo. She says she got the rights back to the song after 12 years.
So I did it underground for a while, and then Danny Minogue asked to cover the song, became her biggest hit. So of course, when you're the original vocal, you have to wait with the rights of the record company before you can record it again.
Bridges does more acoustic music now, but she says she was hesitant to delve into that kind of music at first. But with encouragement from her fans, she released her first acoustic album, The Lonely Club of Hearts, in 2010.
Why is it always too late? Why do we try to control our fate? And why is the sky turning a different shade? The lonely club of hearts ruled out by the king of hate.
That was a tough record, actually, because I was asked for many years to make an acoustic record, because with the dance and the rock, people could never hear my voice just organically. And I didn't think that it was necessary to do something like that before, because I didn't feel I was old enough. I feel that when people write music like this, you've got to live something, you know, you've got to go through something in order to tell it, right? So when that record came about, I spent like 3 years not pressuring. I went all over the world, you know, just took my guitars.
Used to be, and I felt regret burning me.
And that just opened the door to say, okay, you can do this.
Move the sea.
After spending decades in Germany, Bridges moved back to the United States in 2015 to be with her family in Tennessee. There, she did a brief stint with the alternative classical ensemble Chatterbird before leaving Nashville for Kalamazoo.
I think that they have very, very talented people there, and you just have to know the right people. But music and inspiration-wise, for me, not. I think here in the Midwest, here in Michigan especially, maybe it's because of the hard times, I don't know, there is, for me, much more of a vibe and something more raw.
Raw just happens to be one of the words percussionist Carolyn Keeble uses to describe her project with Bridges. She also calls it,
I like edgy, urban, and chic.
Keeble says Bridges' vocals tie the group together.
You know, it's just good. It just draws you in. It's really compelling. It's really powerful. It's confident. It's sexy. It's sassy. You know, it's truthful. It's honest. It's raw. And then we have violin, bass, and then really organic percussion, a lot of cajon, and then some straightforward, just poppy drum set stuff.
Bridges says, though the group has goals for the future, the focus right now is fun. She says there's enough seriousness in the world today.
One thing that I really actually miss, even myself as a musician, when I go to shows, I want to dance. We don't have, even in Kalamazoo, a dance club for people our age. We can't go and get down. And one of the things that I like is that if you can perform, have songs on stage that are like emotional and you touch them with the heart, and the next thing you know, you're getting it with a dance track, you know, totally stuck in a groove, and people are standing up and dancing and singing a song they've never even heard it before, that's the ticket.
Keeble agrees.
If we only stay in that academic, reverent place when we're experiencing music, that's just one aspect of what music can do, you know? And this is definitely that, where you see people just like, they can't quite sit still, and they don't need to. It's like, what's that about? You know, you don't have to stand at attention. You can just enjoy the music and see how it moves through you.
The Dasha Bridges Project is also letting other artists join in on that fun. Starting in the new year, the group will have two residencies. The first will be at the Paw Paw Playhouse to celebrate the opening of the renovated theater. Bridges says every other month the group will play a show there and invite different local musicians to share the stage.
It's nice to have shows where not only are you doing your own thing, but you get the possibility to show off somebody else. I love that.
The Dasha Bridges Project will have a similar residency at Potter's Lounge in Kalamazoo. Bridges says, looking back on her career, she thinks it's been a success.
I always believe in that old saying, if you can touch one person in the audience, you've done your job. And I've had those moments where people will be crying or they come to me after something. I'm like, yeah, that's why I do it. And of course, it's nice if you can have a big paycheck and do this and do that, but that's not the goal behind it, because if that was it, I probably would have never continued.
Like when the records play and CDs fade and making love while the radio's saying, oh, I feel the rush, please tell me the name again. I'm running away, looking over my shoulder now. Oh, I feel the rush, it won't be the same again.
You can see Bridges and Keeble perform tomorrow night at 7 at Potter's Lounge. It's located at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Kalamazoo. We'll have a list of more show dates for the Dasha Bridges Project on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.